Hi, this is Juliana Callis, and welcome to A Psychic Guide to Finding Peace. Now remember, you can always reach me at jkallas27@gmail.com. In this episode, we are going to discuss the shadow self. What is the shadow self? How do you find it? And what do you do with the shadow self once you have found it? Well, in Jungian psychology, the shadow self is that part of ourselves that we don't admit to having or we don't want to admit to having. It's part of our personality that is there, but we may want to hide it. And most of the time, we do that because we don't think it is a very pretty part of ourselves or part of ourselves that people will not accept or love. And so we make more trouble for ourselves by trying to pretend that it's not there. So then you may already know what your shadow self is. I know some of mine. I know that one of my shadow selves is being too controlling or being impatient, more so with myself than with other people. So, but if you don't know, because you can have more than one shadow, I want you to watch how you react to others who may have certain qualities. Because really, they are our mirrors. They're the way we recognize who we are, for good or for not so good. So notice how you may react to someone who is aggressive or arrogant or controlling or insecure or impatient or jealous or timid or bumbling or clumsy. If you have no reaction at all to these qualities in other people, then that aspect is not part of your shadow self. But if you react in any way, it is showing you that you are reacting to part of what your shadow is as well. So, okay, so we've recognized what our shadow self is. I think one of the reasons we don't want to is that we fear that when we find the shadow self or we recognize what it is, we won't be loved or we won't be accepted for who we are because, as I said, it's not the most prettiest part of ourselves, most likely. But what you have to recognize is that it doesn't make you a bad person. We all have qualities in ourselves that we have to work on. Actually, the opposite is really true. It takes courage to admit what your shadow is. And that's important because our shadow self usually will reveal to us what our spirit came down to earth to learn. What are the qualities that we have to evolve to reach a higher plane of consciousness? Think of it this way. In order to know one quality, you have to know its opposite. In order to know what hot is, you have to know what cold is. In order to know what peace is, you have to know what discord is. In order to know what love is, you have to know what hatred is. Because energetically, the pendulum swings both ways. So if we can capture the energy of the shadow self and put it in balance with its opposite, put hatred more in balance with love, or transform it into love, then we have acquired a better knowledge of who we are, we have evolved, and we have also been able to capture some of the energy of the shadow self that we have used that energy to try to bury it instead of embrace it with love. I remember doing a workshop once in which we had to look at our shadow selves. And at first, everyone in the room was uncomfortable. It's like, oh, I have too much irritability. I have too much anger. I have too much of a controlling personality. But we were shown, no, yes, that is part of your shadow self, but love it, embrace it. I'm controlling. Well, that's not such a bad thing. If I want to run an organization or even organize family members, it's when the pendulum swings too much to the opposite side, the strong side of controlling, that it becomes literally out of control. So to embrace it and to love it is actually to tame that aspect of yourself and make it more lovable to you, and it make it more capable of being transformed. So just another way of looking at it without judgment. That's the main thing, not to judge yourself. So there are ways to look at the shadow self and help to transform them. I have 7 or 8 ways here I want to give to you. One is, as I talked about in self-sabotage, my episode on self-sabotage, you have to accept yourself. All parts of yourself, even the shadow self, because that is part of you, even if you don't want to admit it. But to try to keep suppressing it because you think it's ugly will only cause you to lose energy. Second, write a journal. Write in a journal. Many of my clients do this, and it's amazing the concepts that they have of themselves and how they learn about themselves and learn to unravel the persona that they are, to look at these things, to look at all aspects of their personality. And for some reason, and I don't know what it is, I really think we're in a kind of daydream state when we do a journaling. People seem less judgmental of themselves in their thoughts when they journal. So it's a way, again, to have a neutral look at yourself. 3, I love this one because it's true in self-sabotage too. You've got to laugh at yourself. Don't take yourself so seriously. It really isn't that serious. Everything can change and be transformed. So, and if you find yourself incapable of that laughter, go again on YouTube and watch pet videos. They always make me laugh. And pets are a great way for us to sort of laugh at ourselves and see that no matter what we do, we can be loved. 4, meditate on self-compassion and how to love yourself. Some people have a really hard time with that, loving themselves. They see it as selfish. No. You have to be able to love the self and the shadow self for you to be fully whole, fully complete, and therefore, again, reclaim your energy to go on to do what's next for you. 5, think of the good qualities that you have. You have many good qualities, and a lot of us want to focus only on the negative ones because we think we're not good enough or strong enough or pretty enough. All of us have so many good qualities that we bring with us. And it's not about self-aggrandizement. It's just about knowing, geez, I really am a pretty good person, even with some of my small cracks in my chinks in my armor and my personality. I'm still a very good person. And you are. 6, as I had mentioned before, the shadow self is actually part of your power, part of your passion, because when we embrace it and we bring the energy of the shadow self closer to its opposite, as I said, hatred coming closer to love, we are able to access that energy for transformation, for renewal, for evolution of our spirit. 7, and I really think this is a good one. Talk to a friend who'll be honest with you about your shadow self. Why? Because friends are friends no matter what. And you're more likely to hear something in a positive light if you listen to a friend. Because you know your friend isn't going to desert you if they see you in some way, or they recognize maybe that you're not, that you are a little clumsy, or that you are a little controlling. But they're going to love you anyway. And so that gives you more of a permission to love yourself and recognize that others will still love you, even though you have, you know, a somewhat controlling personality, for instance. So I think that's a really good one. Don't be afraid to talk to a friend. And last but not least brings us to our meditative state, because the last one is to fill yourself with light in a meditation. And that's what I want you to do right now. I want you to take a moment, sit quietly. Obviously, if you're driving, pull over. And imagine a wonderful beam of white light coming down in through the head, the crown chakra, and filling not just your body, but your beingness with light. It fills your mind with light, which is love. It fills your mind and your thoughts with light and love. That white beam of light comes and touches every element of your personality. It fills your compassion. It fills your sadness and helps to bring it to love and light. It fills your irritability and brings it to love and to light. It fills your honesty and brings it to more love and to light. It fills your stubbornness and makes you more yielding. It fills it with light and love. Bring that white light of light and love into your heart chakra and feel it filling with light and love that you can then exchange, give out to the universe as the universe gives it back to you. Fill the rest of the cells of your body, in your hands and in your legs and in your toes and in your back and in your lungs. Fill them with that love and light, the love and light of peace and of acceptance, of beauty, of joy, of truly loving the strong parts of who you are and the weak parts of who you are so that you can make them stronger. And always in peace, in health, in harmony, in love, in joy, and in courage. In peace, in health, in harmony, in love, in joy, and in courage. In peace, in health, in harmony, in love, in joy, and in courage. Remember, you can always reach me at jkallas27@gmail.com to book an appointment, a psychic consultation, or a reading. Blessings to you all.